My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them. And right now, we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives, 24 hours a day. They're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spent. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children and destroying all the dreams and dignity that we hope to give to our children.
Hold the line! Hold on!
Choice, and that's where I draw the line.
Hold the line, hold the line, bleed that, hold the line. You the only that stand up between them and I.
Out of line, many people out of line.
Talk a man to a shot, better get it out your mind.
We will not comply,
we will not comply.
And don't you try and force it on us, you know it's a crime. Independence in the deal, yeah. Ropes around their neck. Nuremberg 2.0 is in effect.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, all these puppets gotta go. What part you don't wanna stand about? No means no, no means no.
Hello, mi gente. Welcome to part two of Cafecito Breaks, Twitter Drops. I'm calling this Naughty Pfizer and Censorship. And I promised that I would read the Twitter Drops. Please say a prayer for my voice. I did like a two-hour live stream yesterday, and I'm still recovering from last night. And yeah, mi gente, I'm one of the Perez sisters, Rosangel Perez of Cafecito Break, and we are live from Brooklyn. And we got so much to talk to you about today. But first, I'd like to share some buenas noticias from Children's Health Defense. Children's Health Defense sues and wins. A huge victory for healthcare workers. Judge rules COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers is now null, void, and of no effect. The court held that the New York State Department of Health lacked the authority to impose such a mandate. Please get yourself updated with all things that have to do with the defense of children and COVID vaccines and more at childrenshealthdefense.org. Yesterday, we hosted a Sunday night 9/11 Freedom Fam Roundtable chat. And so it is our intention to host these every Sunday that we can. 9:11 p.m. Eastern time, and the discussion is always going to be centered around sovereignty. And it's no accident that we are starting in 9/11. I'm from New York. I was working that day in the city when the Twin Towers, oh boy, with the World Trade Center went down, and that is a day that is forever etched in my mind. I will never forget it. I will never forget the life before and the life after that has just been an encroaching of our censorship. And this is why we're here, mi gente. We've been 10 years raising awareness for the Great Awakenings, and now, for the past 3 years, we've been focused our efforts in the vaccine mandates, the COVID vaccine push, es demasiado. And I want to give you little clues before we jump into the 1-15 Twitter drops today of things that we started to notice. I mean, besides the, you know, learning about the studies and with the rats and the ones that received the vaccine and how they responded. And then, you know, starting to learn that once some of the little ones were getting the jab, that we were starting to hear reports about myocarditis. And then we started to see the way the media started to wanted us to get into the habit of this being just a normal thing. This is just normal. Let me give you an example.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day, I had a stomachache so bad, I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
So, yeah, so that is crazy, right? This is an example of how they are normalizing myocarditis. They put this young little voice and, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing it. You don't remember when you didn't or never saw it. And then it becomes like embedded in your consciousness as its reality. And it's not. And it is not. And aquí estamos trying to break the matrix, you know. So let me play a couple of more videos for you.
And Tower Envoy 3550.
Can I help you?
When you return, Captain is incapacitated.
Right, Envoy 3556 as instructed. Go ahead and give me that right turn heading 040.
Right turn 040, Envoy 3556.
I maintain 5,000 feet and now I'm going to ship you to Chicago departure on 125.0. We're going to get your resequence right back in.
250, 356.
Envoy 3556, pardon?
Yep, with the 4,500, 5,000.
Envoy 3556, you're returning, is that correct?
Affirmative, as quick as possible. Captain is again, is out.
Envoy 3556, connect Chicago approach on 133.62.
3362, Envoy 3556.
Okay, and did you have any information I need to pass along to the tower in terms of paramedics, gate number, any of that?
No gate number, and he's knocked out. We're going to need paramedics working on everything right now.
Okay, thank you.
Course runway 3556.
Runway 3556, roger. Orbital approach, runway 28 center, speed your discretion.
Runway 3556, O'Hare Tower, runway 28 center, clear to land, and just advise if you need any assistance.
Clear land, 28 center, we'll exit. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat, get to the gate.
Roger. Runway 3556, if able, advise if you think you'll be able to clear the runway or not.
I'll be able to clear the runway from runway 3556.
Roger, thank you.
All right, unbelievable. That was a radio communication happening between the co-pilot who had to report that his pilot had died suddenly mid-flight. There's a lot of died suddenly happenings. If you haven't seen that documentary, take a look at this little, it's not a promo, but take a look at this little video. This is Rosangel Perez, and today we will be discussing the latest Twitter drops and wanting to just take a moment to acknowledge those of us who have been injured by the vaccines and to acknowledge the people that we have lost because of vaccines due to the COVID jab or related to other vaccines. There is tremendous suffering happening at this time, and it kind of seems like a little switch has gone off here in the U.S. I think that if you are alive and you're paying attention, I think that we kind of, many of us have this pit in our stomach feeling. I know I have. And something that I shared yesterday during the roundtable discussion on Sunday night, Freedom Fam roundtable, was that I witnessed a young lady who was on the floor twitching yesterday, and her boyfriend thought that she was having a seizure. She looked and she was twitching. The way her body was twitching was so I don't even know what to say. Like, the words leave me because I've never seen that. You know, maybe once or twice in my life I've seen somebody of elderly age maybe fall over and need help in the street, but I've never seen a young person. I know that people have seizures, but I've never seen anyone fall on the street. And this woman was twitching from head to toe. Her boyfriend was there trying to comfort her and holding her neck. And I don't know why God wanted me to see that. It messed me up for the rest of the day. I had really bad anxiety. No. This is not about me. What I'm saying is that we need to prepare ourselves for what is here, what's coming, what has been created. There have been people like Dr. Zelenko who raised the alarm, and maybe one of the first people that I remember who was brave enough to call this forced vaccine a coercion, a genocide. And I remember hearing that before and thinking, wow, that's such an extreme thing to say. And now 3 years later, seeing and knowing and just being overwhelmed by all of these stories every day, I have a hard time bumping into someone who doesn't know someone who hasn't been injured or who has recently passed. And many of what we all have in common is that we know somebody who has taken the jab. So as we move forward, mi gente, I know that some of us are feeling vindicated, but that doesn't stop the isness. The isness is that a lot of our human family are injured and they need our support. They don't need our pointing fingers. While I say that, I also want to say that those that knew what this was, and, you know, I pray for them to be held in justice. And I think that's the nicest thing that I can say right now. There are too many people who have died and are dying unnecessarily because of this jab, because of the lockdowns, and because of everything else that went and came along with it, even because of masking. I covered some of those reports here on Cafecito Break. Oh boy. So let's direct your attention to the latest Twitter files. The Twitter files today came from Li Fang, at LH Fang. And I invite you to read along with me, mi gente. Number one, new piece from the Twitter files, how the pharmaceutical industry lobbied social media to shape content around vaccine policy. The push included direct pressure from Pfizer partner BioNTech to censor activists demanding low-cost generic vaccines for low-income countries. I have a little story that I want to share with you, and this is not, well, it's a story, but hopefully I can bring the doctor to share it. Yeah, so I know of a doctor who works out of Puerto Rico, and she was looking for, you know, the low-cost generic medication, for example, not the vaccines, but medication, and it wasn't available. It was all locked away. I wonder why. Well, I guess they wanted, you know, only one thing to be the quote-unquote medicine. And my point is, mi gente, we are forgetting that we're humans, that we're natural, and we keep accepting this idea that unnatural substances can heal the body. I think that maybe it helps support it. But to be quite honest, in all of my life of living, I haven't really seen the way pharmaceuticals contribute to a happier, healthier life. Maybe it helps with some things, but I don't know if it really helps overall. I fear that we have created a society that of people who have forgotten that, you know, the body, the human body it's an exquisite, intelligent mechanism. And we have to also consider natural approaches. And I think we must, especially with all of the resources that are running low or having a harder time to reach us at this point. All right, mi gente, let's go to number two. In early 2020, it was clear that the pandemic would require rapid innovation. Early on, there was a push to make the solution equitable, an international partnership to share ideas, technologies, new forms of medicine to rapidly resolve this crisis. So there's a link here. It's medicinespatentpool.org. It's a new agreement under CTAP aims to, let's click on it. Okay, it's bringing me to the page. New agreement under CTAP aims to improve global access to COVID-19 testing technologies. In Geneva, this is June 2022, a new open, transparent sub-license agreement between Medicines Patent Pool on behalf of CTAP and South African pharmaceutical company Biotech Africa will accelerate the manufacture and sale of COVID-19 serological antibody technology around the world. The World Health Organization welcomes this agreement, the first of its kind. The most effective way to get and keep ahead of COVID-19 is to keep on testing. Oh, goodness gracious. All of these things are bringing me back to the song, testing, testing, testing. Everybody needs to get tested, tested, tested. I was so happy that I was officially out of the mainstream media industry at this point, because I did feel bad for anyone who was working in a company and they had to keep having swabs up their nose on a daily basis. I don't know of anyone who enjoyed it. I do not know of anyone who enjoyed it. Number three, the company, but global drug giants saw the crisis as an opportunity for unprecedented profit. Behind closed doors, Pharma launched a massive lobbying blitz to crush any effort to share patents / IP for new COVID-related medicine, including therapeutics and vaccines. Oh my, my. Is this the reason that all of a sudden anyone who dared to suggest alternative therapeutics that could have been like almost nothing and didn't have the high consequences of this experimental gene therapy that is not a vaccine, and God forbid, and you cannot hold any of these people liable and you cannot sue them because they cannot be sued? It's like a funny joke on humanity. And it's not funny, though. It's not funny. It's like the cruelest thing that I have witnessed. Number four, Bio. A lobby group that represents biopharma, including Moderna and Pfizer, wrote to the newly elected Biden admin demanding the U.S. government sanction any country attempting to violate patent rights and create generic low-cost COVID medicine or vaccines. Wow. Sorry, I had to take a moment to digest what I just read and to temper the anger that is rushing like a volcano up my body. You know, we know of doctors who haven't lost a patient to COVID or have lost very little people to COVID because they approach them with their approach to care was with therapeutics and the most natural approaches that they could find. How come this was not a conversation that was invited into the space? It was just ridiculous. This what we have lived through is ridiculous, and anybody making excuses for it and they want, you know, us to sweep this under the rug, oh, this was just like, you know, the science kept changing. Number five, that brings us to Twitter. The global lobbying blitz includes direct pressure on social media. BioNTech, which developed Pfizer's vaccine, reached out to Twitter to request that Twitter directly censor users tweeting at them to ask for generic low-cost vaccines. Of course, I mean, can let's go back in time, mi gente. Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to remind you that we were locked down. There were a lot of people who were not working. There were funds were not coming in. People needed to get treated. People were sick for other things other than COVID. Nobody can get to the doctor. And, you know, if there was access to going to a mom and pops or you know, doctor down the block, or if you can get a low cost therapeutic, why could not that have been the answer? Like, you would think, right, if you're being told, the masses are being told, there is this big emergency, you need to stay home to slow the spread for 2 weeks. And people like us, we smelled it and we felt like that was much tremendous bullshit, that this was something sinister. But maybe the global collective, we didn't realize that there are sinister agents behind all this. And I'm sorry, like, look, I know that there are a lot of innocent people or people who were just order followers, but I have a hard time believing that this wasn't planned, that people didn't know what this could potentially do to the human population. And I also believe that we haven't even begun to see the worst of it. And this is very concerning to me. So please, mi gente, we need to get this out to the masses. Don't look for this to be on mainstream media. Don't look for this to be on mainstream media, because they just want to normalize it. They want to normalize it. And all of a sudden, this sudden death adult syndrome, whatever the heck, something, a new term people didn't even know about. But no, it's a thing. The more it gets repeated, the more people are convinced that it is an isness, that it is a fact, that it is true, and that is not accurate. That is programming. That is one of the things that we at Cafecito Break have been saying over and over and over again. We are here to try to break this program. And one of the ways we break programming is with awareness, with truth, and with love. But we have to be courageous enough to look at what the isness is, not to live in this little reality or little tiny bubble where things in your world look a certain way and everybody talks and looks a certain way. That's not being in the world. That's being just in a tiny bubble. We need to be out there mixing it up, learning from one another, and guess what? Whether we like it or not, the way forward is to work together. Oh my God, what a terrible white supremacist thing I just said. Number six, Twitter's reps responded quickly to the pharma request, which was also backed by the German government. A lobbyist in Europe asked the content moderation team to monitor accounts of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and of activist hashtag like the People's Vaccine. That is crazy. That is crazy. Also wanted to shout out all of the activists and the lions who have stood their ground. We salute you and we praise you, because, you know, you stood out there. I didn't face the censorship on Twitter because I've only been active on Twitter now when, you know, Elon Musk came back. Pero I have been censored on Facebook, and I have been on Instagram, the platform, 9 times, and in YouTube jail more times than I want to. Número siete, the potential fake accounts that Twitter monitored for protesting Pfizer, these were real people. These were... it's like almost my mouth forgot to say words. Okay, Let's start again. The potential fake accounts that Twitter monitored for protesting Pfizer, these were real people. Here's one Twitter team flagged for potential term of violations. I talked to Terry, a 74-year-old retired bricklayer in the UK, on the phone. Dear Alberta Bolar, 9 to 10 people in poor countries are going to miss out on a COVID-19 vaccine next year. Will Pfizer, BioNTech, Group Moderna, and AstraZeneca join CTEP to ensure that everyone everywhere can be safe? We need a people's vaccine. Number eight. So I guess that was censored. Number eight. It's not clear what actions Twitter ultimately took on this particular request. Several Twitter employees noted in subsequent messages that none of this activism constituted abuse, but the company continued monitoring tweets. Número nueve, in a separate push, Pfizer and Moderna lobbying group Bio fully funded a special content moderation campaign designed by a contractor called Public Good Projects. Oh, I love the great names that they give it. You know, public, we're doing good public works. Let's name this Public Good Projects, which worked with Twitter to set content moderation rules around COVID misinformation. Número 10, Bio provided $1,275,000 to the campaign, part of which is revealed through tax forms. The PGP campaign, called Stronger, helped Twitter create content moderation bots, select which public health accounts got verification, and helped crowdsource content takedowns. Wow, that is naughty. So this, wow. How to report accounts. And there is a, you know, misinformation when you see it. Make sure no one sees it by reporting the post to the appropriate platform. When you report an account, it is done confidentially. So on Facebook, click the dots icon next to the post that you'd like to mark as false. Click find support or report post. Click false news or search false news and then click done. On Instagram, you would tap the dots icon or Android and it tells you tap report, tap it's inappropriate, tap it's false information. On Twitter, you would tag above the post, click report tweet, click it's suspicious or spam, and click it's something else. Naughty, 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 naughty. All right. Okay, number 11. Many of the tweets the Bio-funded campaign focused on were truly unhinged misinfo, like claims that vaccines include microchips, but others stronger lobbied Twitter on more of a gray area like vaccine passports and vaccine mandates policies that coerce vaccination. Let's see. What to know about vaccine mandates? President Biden's new COVID-19 strategy will impact two-thirds of U.S. workers. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. They didn't care. Let me see what this says. So Stephanie Senoff, if a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person have roughly the same capacity to carry, shed, and transmit the virus, particularly in its Delta form, what difference does implementing a vaccination passport actually make to spread to the spread of the virus? Oh, what a great question. You know, I have similar questions and we have all had similar questions, like the tremendo butcher that we would have to face going to restaurants, like walk a couple of steps, wear a mask. Get to the table, you can take your mask off. If you have to get up to go to the bathroom, put your mask on. And people, I watch people do it. You didn't watch me do it because, I mean, there were a couple times in the beginning where I did. And then I was like, no, this thing in the butcher's got to stop. But I wasn't, I would just pretend to wear it going to the table. But I would laugh. I was like, oh, we got to make pretend like it's like, you know, You know, COVID doesn't exist in other places. Oh, this is just ridiculous, ridiculous. And people did it without asking questions. Oh, and do you remember the temperature checks on your forehead? I almost karate chopped somebody who tried to temperature check my forehead. Like, you're wanting to point a laser to my third eye? Are you kidding me? I gotta go back to Oming. Hold on a second. Take a little pause break with me. This is what I do sometimes. I listen to Shimes so that I could calm down. This information is infuriating to read and more infuriating to integrate. And to keep a steady voice as I share this information with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Cafecito break. I am Ra, one of the Perez sisters, at your service. Please share, subscribe, like, comment. We are a Latino free thinking content, in the media, independent media platform. And we've been producing content for 10 years. We were born on International Women's Day, and that's something that we find that as a joke, as a big joke, when, you know, and of course that's another story, you know, the women and men, you know, that in and of itself is attacked on a daily basis. What isn't attacked on a daily basis? This is one of the reasons we're here, mi gente, not only to bring you some of these news and to talk about it and to share and to help digest it with you, but also to invite you to come to the cafecito table. Let's be peoples. We're having a hard time. This is not an easy time as a global human family. Why don't we try to manage some of these things together? We've got a few more Pfizer drops to read. Are you with me? All right, mi gente, número 12. The Moderna Pfizer funded campaign included direct regular emails with lists of tweets to take down and others to verify. Here is an example of those types of emails that went straight to Twitter's lobbyists and content moderators. Many focused on Zero Hedge, which was suspended. All right. Hi, all. Please see attached for this week's misinfo report along with the batch verification request. This week we saw people opposed to vaccines are capitalizing on the New York Times article about the CDC withholding vaccine information. The articles do not contain misinformation themselves, but are using the news to further prove the CDC is untrustworthy. Oh, we cannot. What a big sin. We cannot think or to try to ask questions about the CDC. Another point. Another heavily trending article details a German health insurance company official who says the reports of healthcare visits for vaccine side effects do not match official reports of adverse effects, and that official reports may be severely undercounted. This article is difficult to fact check because it does note that this data includes any side effect, not just serious side effects. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you. Oh, collusion, collusion. Número 13. Notably, this massive push to censor and label COVID misinfo never applied to drug companies. You see, it just went one way. When Big Pharma wildly exaggerated the risk of creating low-cost generic COVID vaccines, Stronger did nothing. The rules applied only to critics of the industry. And it gives you an example of that. Number 14. Here is my reported piece with more detail. I was given some access to Twitter emails. I signed/agreed to nothing. Twitter had no input into anything I did or wrote. The searches were carried out by a Twitter attorney, so what I saw could be limited. And this is an article on The Intercept, and it's called COVID-19 Drug Makers Pressured Twitter to Censor Activists pushing for generic vaccine. The social media pressure campaign was just part of a pharmaceutical industry successful lobbying blitz to retain patents and make record profits. Wow. Okay, so let's see. In mid-December 2020, Nina Morshe, I don't know how to say the name, a lobbyist for Twitter in Europe, emailed colleagues with a dire warning. The drug maker BioNTech, along with the German government, had contacted her with news of an imminent campaign targeting the pharmaceutical companies developing the COVID-19 vaccine. The authorities are warning about serious consequences of the action, i.e. posts and a flood of comments that may violate TOS, as well as the takeover of user accounts are to be expected. Especially the personal accounts of the management of the vaccine manufacturers are said to be targeted. Accordingly, fake accounts could also be set up. The campaign they were concerned about was the launch of an international push to force drug industry to share the intellectual property and patents associated with coronavirus vaccine development. Making the patents available in turn would allow countries across the world to swiftly manufacture generic vaccines and other low-cost therapeutics to deal with the ongoing pandemic. Morshenheiser, while alerting several site integrity and safety teams at Twitter, forwarded on an email from BioNTech spokesperson Jasmina Alatovic, who asked Twitter to hide activist tweets targeting her company's account over a period of 2 days. Morshenheiser flagged the corporate accounts of Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca for her colleagues to monitor and shield from the activists. They also asked colleagues to monitor the hashtags People's Vaccines, Join the CTAP, a reference to the World Health Organization's COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, a program promoted by developing countries to accelerate the development of vaccines through the equitable sharing of research and manufacturing capacity. She noted that the group Global Justice Now was spearheading the action with an online sign-up form. It is not clear to what extent Twitter took any action on BioNTech's request. In response to Morshenheiser's inquiry, several Twitter officials claimed in debating what action could or could not be taken. Sue Fern Teo, a member of the company's safety team, noted that a quick scan of the activist campaign showed nothing that violated the company's terms of service and asked for more examples to get better sense of content that might violate the policies. And this, so The Intercept accessed Twitter's emails after the company's billionaire owner Elon Musk granted access to reporters in December. This is the second story I have reported through the access of these files. The first centered on the Pentagon's network of fake Twitter accounts used to spread U.S. narratives in the Middle East. All right, mi gente. This is The Intercept, and the article again is called COVID-19 Drug Makers Pressured Twitter to Censor Activists Pushing for Generic Vaccines. And we keep learning more and more amazing information. All right, so this is the final entry of today's Twitter files on Li Fang's Twitter page. Thanks to David Z. Wig and L. Woodhouse for help. And look for Twitter reporting from Matt Taibbi, Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, and others. Okay, mi gente. And there's a note here where you can subscribe to leefang.substack.com. And reminding you, mi gente, to subscribe to Cafecito Break. Here we are on Twitter. I'm trying to get us to Twitter. I mean, we are on Twitter, excuse me. Here we are on Twitter. We are also on Rumble and Getter. We are on Instagram 10.0. Find us there. We are shadow banned. Connect with us on cafecitobreak.org. Subscribe to our Substack, cafecitobreak.substack.com. If you'd like to make an appreciation donation, you can donate via Cash App, $ Live Your Music. And it's been a pleasure hosting this space with you. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with a video. I was looking for it. Stand by. Yes, this is one of my favorites, and it's by Del Bigtree, reading If COVID Was a Battlefield. Thank you, mi gente. This is Rosangel Perez, one of the Perez sisters of Cafecito Break, reminding you to join us live Sunday nights, 9-11 p.m. We will be there live on rumble.com and on Getter on Cafecito Break channel. God bless you, everyone.
I will say this. I did not write this, but somebody did. Susan, if it's you, this should be holding down a place in every textbook in the world in the future. And I'm going to read to you what I think is one of the most eloquently stated statements about what we have just been through and what we must all recognize is now the truth. And for those of you been watching the High Wire, this one's for you. Let this sink in. An opinion piece from a vaccinated Australian writer is what it's called. If COVID was a battlefield, it would still be warm with the bodies of the unvaccinated. Thankfully, the mandates are letting up and both sides of the war stumble back to the new normal. The unvaccinated are the heroes of the last 2 years, as they allowed us all to have a control group in the great experiment and highlight the shortcoming of the COVID vaccines. The unvaccinated carry many battle scars and injuries, as they are the people we tried to mentally break. Yet no one wants to talk about what we did to them and what they forced the science to unveil. We knew that the waning immunity of the fully vaccinated had the same risk profile as others within society as the minority of the unvaccinated, yet we marked them for special persecution. You see, we said that they had not done the right thing for the greater good by handing their bodies and medical autonomy over to the state. Many of the so-called health experts and political leaders in Australia admitted the goal was to make life almost unlivable for the unvaccinated, which was multiplied many times by the collective mob, with the fight taken into workplaces, friendships, and family gatherings. Today, the hard truth is none of it was justified as we took a quick slide from righteousness to absolute cruelty. We might lay the blame on our leaders and health experts for the push, but each individual within society must be held accountable for stepping into the well-laid-out trap. We did this despite knowing full well that principled opposition is priceless when it comes to what goes inside our bodies, and we let ourselves be tricked into believing that going into another ineffective lockdown would be the fault of the unvaccinated and not the fault of the toxic policy of ineffective vaccines. We took pleasure in scapegoating the unvaccinated because after months of engineered lockdowns by political leaders blinded by power, having someone to blame in turn to burn at the stake felt good. We believed we had logic, love, and truth on our side, so it was easy to wish death upon the unvaccinated. Those of us who ridiculed and mocked the non-compliant did it because we were embarrassed by their courage and principles and didn't think the unvaccinated would make it through unbroken. And we turned the holdouts into punching bags. Lambie, Carr, Chan, Andrews, McGowan, Gunner, and the other cast of hundreds in prominent roles. And we here in America, we could add Fauci and the rest of them and Biden in prominent roles need to be held to account for vilifying the unvaccinated in public and fueling angry social media mobs. The mobs, the mask Nazis, and the vaccine disciples have been embarrassed by betting against the unvaccinated because mandates only had the power we gave them. It was not compliance that ended domination by big pharma companies, Bill Gates and his many organizations, and the World Economic Forum. It was thanks to the people we tried to embarrass, ridicule, mock, and tear down. We should all try and find some inner gratitude for the unvaccinated as we took the bait by hating them, because their perseverance and courage bought us the time to see we were wrong. So if mandates ever return for COVID or any other disease or virus, hopefully more of us will be awake and see the rising authoritarianism that has no concern for our well-being and is more about power and control. The war of the unvaccinated was lost. On the unvaccinated was lost. And we should all be very thankful for that.
Off your face and embrace revolution. When tyranny's a problem, then rebellion's a solution. Public servants ain't serving me, then who the fuck they serving? I already know the answer, I've been over here observing. Follow the money and you'll catch them fucking rats. They lab engineer a common cold from the bats, making humans more susceptible. Behavior's unacceptable. Isn't this supposed to be the land of the free? Then why you trying to force them injections into me? Where my freedom fighters at? Raise the truth off this mother. Middle fingers in the air, cause we fucking big brother. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers, I ain't showing you my papers, I ain't putting on no mask. So don't you try to tell me, don't you even fucking ask. We know about the reset, we know what's in the shots. They're planning on merging humans with robots. We're gonna intercept their plots, or their evil insanity. We're the last stand for the future of humanity. Ain't nowhere to run, ain't nowhere to hide. Stand against these tyrants, help us turn around the tide. Where my freedom fighters at? Raise the truth off this mother. Middle fingers in the air, cause we fucking big brother. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't putting on no mask. So don't you try to tell me, don't you even fucking ask.
They deactivated. They done took over their mind. They done cut off all the switches. They done shut off all the lights. Go get vaccinated. They went running, got in line, but it ain't even they fault, cause they running round blind. They indoctrinated. From the moment we turn 5, they've been programming our brain. They've been filling it with lies. Get reactivated. Take control over your mind. If you listen, I can show you how to read between the lines. And for those who tell the lies, won't be no mercy.
I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't putting on no mask. So don't you try to tell me, don't you even fucking ass.
Fuck a crooked politician on the money making mission. Man, in vain for the people, run them out of their position. They can mandate what they want, just another pot to piss in. I'm a free man, homie, never needed no permission. Freedom ain't for free, gotta pay for your admission. Put some soldiers in position, gonna arrest some sons of bitches. We got proof beyond suspicion about the crimes they committed, and we supposed to trust them. Fuck that, where my freedom fighters at? Yeah, the truth in this moment. Motherfucker bird is in the air, cause we fucking big brother. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you no papers. I ain't showing you no papers. I ain't putting on no mask. And don't you try and tip me, bitch. I put one in your ass.
I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I'm unvaccinated. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't showing you my papers. I ain't putting on no mask. So don't you try to tell me. Don't you even fucking ask.